much about.
Good afternoon, friends. Isn't this a glorious day? I'm sure you all feel terrific. You know why? Because it feels good to do good.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Everybody stop undressing. We just had harassment training.
Hey! I'll do sex stuff!
Shame on you. God is looking down on you and shaming you. And you know what? I may not do something that makes everyone happy or proud, but I would never hurt someone like that. And I did not deserve what happened to me.
Are we ready to proceed?
Frank Murphy, representing Mohican, along with Senior Vice President Bob...
Get this f***ing show going.
I think we're ready.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey now.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bring the pain.
Roll another one.
My man.
Just like the other.
That's a deal.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
The tone is such hatred.
Roll another one.
Pig's feet don't lie.
Just like. This one seems to be about to end.
You're being quite rude.
I don't have another cent.
I'm going to quote a great man here and say, Daddy like you.
I blame it on the hip-hop.
Just pass it around.
What is even happening?
And now,
act like I'm not here.
Fun fact.
Do not talk to me. I'm not here. Do you hear me? I mean, you don't because I'm not here, but I'm not here.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 17th of November.
Want to try that again?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to let that stand.
He's good with that.
All right, that's fine.
I'm good with that.
Hey, kids, what's going on?
What?
What? So you thought with the new owner that was okay now?
I assumed.
Now that there's no CBS radio, you can use anything goes, just say whatever you want?
That's not the case?
No, I think we're still under the FCC regulations.
Oh my God, so oppressive.
Yeah, you figured once the handover happened,
right.
Free for all.
Right.
Anything goes.
Right.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's a little bit inside baseball, and I know it doesn't affect anybody on the other side of the radio, and nobody cares. But after 90 years, CBS is out of the radio business now. If you haven't seen that story, they sold to a company called Entercom, and so we are under new overlords today. And it's a miracle we're still on the air. It's a miracle that another group of professionals would come in and go, you know what? Kevin and Bean Show can stay. Like, we fooled CBS for a long time.
Right.
But surely when a new adult shows up, he would look at the situation and go, no.
Right.
Have you heard the show?
I mean, that's going to happen in the first couple of months, but I'm just saying, give them time.
Yeah, it is just, it's weird, though, that the first thing they didn't do when they came in and said, well, clearly the morning show, there's your problem, right?
Right, because that would have been our decision.
Right. If I were running things, sure. That's what I would have done. But, I mean, look, so far we're skating, so... Let's just keep doing what we're doing, right?
Was that knocking on wood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what that was. Hey, couple of things real quick. Just two real short things, and then we'll get on to today's excellent all-new Kevin DeBede show. I don't often get the opportunity to do this, but you know every time I come on and I go, oh, I got to know more about this story, and then usually nothing new ever comes from the story. Well, I do have an update on the story we talked about yesterday about the woman who climbed through the drive-thru at the McDonald's in Columbia, Maryland to steal all that stuff.
Bean's like a pit bull. He stays on a story until he gets every single detail.
I couldn't figure it out. There were many confusing things about that story, including whether the restaurant was open or closed because of the items that she took. But it turned out it was closed, and she turned herself in yesterday, Kevin. The Howard County Police issued a video where her face could be seen, and they had multiple people contact them that they knew who she was. They had offered a $500 reward, and I'm sure that was their incentive. So she caught wind of that and decided to turn herself in. Her name is Jessica Marie Cross. She is 27 years old, and she climbed into the drive-thru window at around 1 a.m. No word on the question we asked, which is, if the restaurant is closed, how was the window unlocked? Because it doesn't look like she broke it.
I mean, I assume human error.
They just left it open, I guess. Yeah. So remember, she poured herself a beverage, and then she climbed on in, and then she just wandered around the store, and she ended up stealing. Now we know more about what she stole. She took a box full of food, and it's weird to me that food would be out overnight. I kind of thought they started from scratch every day from McDonald's. Like, when you go in now, you're not buying something that, you know, you're not buying a dessert that they made last night, are you?
No.
I wouldn't think so, but she took a box full of food as well as a Happy Meal box full of toys and a drink. She also was able to get her hands on, in a closed store, tell me how, $1,400 in cash.
Wow.
Like, why wouldn't that be either in a deposit in a bank at the end of the night or in a safe?
You think somebody's going to be on the phone today with all of these questions?
I'm sure McDonald's is going to have some questions about the way that store was left overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she did turn herself in. She has been charged with burglary and theft.
If she was funny, she would have crawled in the window of the police station when she turned herself in. That would have been funny.
Now the Howard County Police Department is deciding how to break up, how to disperse the $500 in cash, because they heard from multiple people who the woman was. So I think they're going to try to split it up and reward everybody that at least tried to help, even though she ended up turning herself in. All right. So that's thing one. We're satisfied with that? That's
sure.
All right?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Here's thing two. Remember last week we did the story about the ice cream store that came up with all of the – do you remember what the store was that came up with all the Thanksgiving Day ice cream flavors?
I don't remember the name of the store.
There's a place you'd been to.
Say it on the air, Dave. Change that over to – so Dave can say it on the air. He said it in my headphones, but I couldn't
– Salt and Straw?
Yeah, Salt and Straw.
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had like a turkey dinner, basically, that you could have with ice cream. And we were trying to figure out, like, who does that appeal to and how popular can that be? And if it seems like if you want stuffing, you have stuffing. You don't have stuffing ice cream.
Yeah,
right?
I don't want a mixed.
Yeah, it was a weird choice. Now, Pringles has come out with their Thanksgiving, they call it a Thanksgiving dinner pack of Pringles potato chip. It looks like a TV dinner. And inside, they have created 8 new flavors of Pringles based on Thanksgiving dinner staples. So they have a turkey potato chip, a mashed potato chip, and then one for stuffing, cranberry sauce, creamed corn, green bean casserole, mac and cheese, and pumpkin pie.
Why?
That's an excellent question.
Because
who wants a creamed corn potato chip?
Yummy.
Oh, okay.
According to a press release from Kellogg's, which is Pringles' parent company, the new chips are a pilot taste test with limited availability. Now, I don't know what the market is for an item like this, but you don't go to all of the effort and expense to create this many flavors and put it out if you're not going to sell very many of them. It seems like it's a lost leader a little bit, right?
Hey, where are you going for Thanksgiving? You got some family or something? No, you know what? I got the Thanksgiving chips back home. I'm be eating those.
I mean, if it's limited availability, they're not going to make any money off of it. And I guess the next question I would ask is, do they think that us just talking about it gets the Pringles name out there and now people are going to run out and buy Pringles because they heard about this, even if they can't get their hands on the Thanksgiving meal?
I think even if they don't think it sounds good,
mm-hmm.
they might hear the name and remember that they like Pringles and go get them.
Oh, Pringles. I haven't had those in 5 years.
Not having those stupid corn ones, but yeah, I'll get the regular ones.
And I wonder if this is the type of thing, you know how Dave is when something of limited availability comes out, like the McRib. He's obsessed with it. I wonder if...
Take it easy now. The McRib is just gold.
But I wonder if there, are people, and by people I mean hipsters, who will hear about this Pringles Thanksgiving dinner and they'll do whatever they... You know, they'll drive to Ohio if they have to, if that's the only way they can get it, because they got to get in on this.
Yeah, I don't like...
Create some sort of frenzy.
I don't like those people. People that would do that? Not for me.
Well, anyway, so there you go, guys. Why cook when you can have a Thanksgiving dinner made of Pringles potato chips? Please enjoy.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Bet you somebody gets fired over that.
It's Friday, so we have Keep It 100, like we do. Mm-hmm. We also have the Movie Beat. Tomorrow, of course, is USC-UCLA, and we sent mugs out to both schools to get some interviews, and he did it like he does. And
we've got, wait.
We also have tickets for you to win coming up in the 6 o'clock hour for that game.
Who disliked Muggs more, USC or UCLA? Do we know?
I haven't made that determination yet.
All right.
It's in the running. It's pretty strong both ways. So.
All right.
I think it's a tie at this point. We also have... Hold on, wrong button. Great news! Okay.
Fantastic.
Works on... It falters on me too, Bean. RJ Bell in Las Vegas with his Week 11 picks for the NFL. We have your tickets for the U2 experience. This is your last chance to win these tickets. Only 5 pair. That's all we've had this entire time. Mm-hmm. And it's an exclusive pre-release listening party with U2 in support of their new album, Songs of Experience, November 27th. It comes out on December 1st.
So I'm going to ask our friend Ralph Garman if he has time today to share with us a little bit of the new U2 song that came out this morning, too, called American Soul.
Oh, fantastic.
So we got another preview for those of us who aren't cool enough to be in the pre-release listening party. At least we can hear a little bit of what the album's going to sound like.
And we've got tickets for night one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 106.7 K-Rock. It's KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping into the booth. First look at the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Yeah.
Our friend Ralph Garman.
Right?
On his birthday, everybody. Working on his birthday.
Yeah.
Is this still the best birthday song, you guys?
I gotta think.
I think so.
Yeah, I would think so.
Say it's your birthday.
Kevin, you hate the Beatles. How about this song? You got any bandwidth for this song?
Doesn't know the words.
I know.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all right.
I mean, if it comes on my radio, I'm changing it, but...
It's the best song I ever wrote, I think, other than Meat Free Monday. Meat Free Monday, that's a fun day.
Meat Free Monday, yeah. It's a fun
second
day.
Second best song I ever wrote.
And it's happening.
First is birthday, then Meat Free Monday. Then someone's knocking at the door.
Hey, Paul, did you write this one too?
Birthday. It's my candle blowing birthday.
No, that was Ringo.
That was Ringo's song.
Yeah, I wrote that one.
Well, happy birthday to you, Ralph Garman.
Thank you so much, Bean Baxter.
Good to see you. What's going on today?
Hey, it may be my birthday, but you're getting the presents.
Yeah!
Feel good about that?
Nope.
I'm giving away a spot to play poker at Kevin's table. Oh, how awesome is that going to be? Tonight at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, it's K-Rock's Guys Night Out, which is playing poker with Kevin and Dave and Beer Mug. You'll be sitting at Kevin's table. And you'll get a rack of chips worth $200.
Which I would appreciate if you would give to me.
Yeah, don't do that.
Here's
how you beat Kevin. Let me give you a little tip how to beat Kevin at poker. You bring a branch and you just poke him in the head with it over and over again.
Just once will do.
Just distract him by poking him in the head with a branch. Because he'll think he's home, because that's what usually happens at his house.
One time I played in a... charity poker tournament with you, Ralph, was it at the Automotive Museum? I can't remember.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
It was a fundraiser.
So, Ralph had no way of knowing this, but I had completely bluffed. And Ralph said, he's bluffing, everybody, he's bluffing. And I think you had no idea.
I was just yelling, he's bluffing across the table.
And I was thinking, how did he know I was bluffing?
I was just trying to mess his game up, and it turned
you
out
did.
I did. Yeah. Hey, you want to play? You got to be 21 years of age or older. So let's take caller number 21 right now. Caller number 21 at 1-800- 520-1067. That lucky caller will win a spot to play poker at Kevin's table tonight.
Tonight.
It says here tomorrow night. I think that's wrong.
It is tonight.
You can still RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys right now at thebike.com. And you can do it there if you don't win. It's just that simple.
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
He is simple. God bless him. In fact, I thought for a minute when I was reading this news story this morning, I thought maybe Kevin was a bank robber.
Uh-oh, this guy must have not been successful.
No, he's successful, but he's special.
Oh.
He's a special bank robber. They're calling him the Spelling Bee Bank Robber because his burglary notes are so misspelled. They're having a hard time making out exactly what he wants when he shows up at the bank.
I'm sorry, what's this word?
He's spelling robbery with one B. It's robbery. And he's spelling his demands incorrectly and just confusing the hell out of people when he shows up at the bank. And I said, oh, that sounds like Kevin's tweets. If Kevin was tweeting if he was a bank robber, that's how it would go out. But apparently not Kevin at all. I could do this little segment of mine every day with a new sexual assault accusation.
That is a shame.
That is the world we live in. Every day, new fallout. Now we've got Senator Al Franken, formerly from Saturday Night Live, being accused by a local KABC radio reporter, Leanne Tweeden, yesterday that he aggressively kissed her, unwanted kissing and groping without consent on a USO tour they did together back in 2006. She released a photo of Al Franken apparently miming grabbing her breasts while she was apparently asleep on their transport. So that happened. And then Jeffrey Tambor from Transparent has been accused of sexual harassment by actress Trace Lissette, a trans actress who has a recurring role on that series. She accused Tambor of making many sexual advances and comments at me, but one time it got physical, claiming that Tambor thrust himself against her on the set after sexualizing her with an over-the-top comment.
And that's the second lady to come forward about Mr.
Tambor.
Yeah,
first it was his assistant, his personal assistant.
Wow.
So
I don't like it.
It's the world we live in, people.
Chip and I were talking earlier this morning, as you mentioned, Ralph, the names just keep coming out, that eventually only Tom Hanks and Ron Howard will be left to make movie projects.
I think you're right. It's getting down to that. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Of course, I'm celebrating my birthday today, but I share my birthday with some pretty cool people, like Rachel McAdams.
All right. Yeah.
So we should be able to do it, right?
I'm not sure.
Like birthday buddies?
I'm not positive that's how
it works. I think you can have sex with your birthday buddies.
I don't think that's how it works.
RuPaul?
I thought about that on Patrick Warburton's birthday earlier this week with me. I thought, hey, you know what?
Right?
Not a bad plan.
RuPaul's 57. Damn. She looks good at 57. I should be able to do her too, right? Birthday buddies?
I don't think that's how it works.
Come on. Danny DeVito, 73.
There you go.
Can I break off a piece of Danny?
That one you can have.
Martin Scorsese, legendary director, 75. And singer Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, no. We were fine. What happened?
We got a static.
You guys can hear me fine until a minute ago.
We're breaking up. Sorry.
Wow.
That's a shame. Try moving the antenna.
Try moving your antenna.
The rabbit ears. Move those.
No. Darn it. We can't.
Still playing?
Okay. Can't get him in clearly.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there.
That's excellent.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Justice League and what else? Let's find out. Ralph Garman is here. It's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Welcome to my world.
Wow, what a batch of movies this weekend. Crazy, nutty, just ridiculous, different films. So none of them belong in the same world together.
Okay.
But we got them. Let's talk about them. Sweet Virginia is a movie in limited release opening up this weekend. John Bernthal stars. You know him. He's the new Punisher.
Yeah.
Imogen Poots.
Oh, man. Ooh, love her.
Story of a former rodeo champ who befriends a young man who has a tendency towards violence. What? Yeah, you heard me. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I don't need to tell you what's going to happen if I don't get the money that I'm owed.
I haven't really been sleeping much lately.
Yeah. It's like every time I close my eyes, I have a nightmare.
Things like this, we just gotta let them pass through, wait it out.
Where's my money?
I can get it!
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't sound fun.
That doesn't sound sweet at all for Virginia or anyone else.
By the way, The Punisher comes out today as well.
There you go. Almost Friends is another film in limited release this weekend. Freddie Highmore. Love Freddie. You guys watching the autistic doctor show?
Yes.
The Good Doctor?
The Good Doctor,
yes. Yeah, good show.
I like that.
Christopher Maloney, also in this film. Haley Joel Osment, my buddy Haley, is also in this film. Story of an unmotivated man in his mid-20s still living at home with his mother and stepfather who falls for a beautiful young woman who has a serious boyfriend. Well, that sucks for her because he sounds like a loser. Here are some clips from Almost Friends.
Hi.
Listen, I was just wanted to tell you that I see you all the time, and I just...
Okay, have a nice day.
Could have been worse. Not really.
Hi. I just wanted to say hello after what happened back there. So, how come you work in a movie theater instead of a restaurant?
Well, you don't think I see what's happening all around me? I'm terrified that I'm so content and terrified that I'm so not.
Can't let fear of failure run your life.
Huh. All right.
Some people are in that situation. I can see that.
Yeah.
Roman J. Israel Esquire.
Come on.
Yes. This is the lawyer, of course, that Kevin does those commercials with. You hear him on the show all the time where they talk about.
No, that's a different person.
What?
No, that's a different person.
You don't work with Roman J. Israel
Esquire? No, I don't.
I don't listen very closely to those commercials.
I think Sweet James.
Sweet James Bergener.
I got you. This is the story of a driven, idealistic defense attorney who, through a series of events, finds himself in a crisis of his lifetime. Denzel, mother loving Washington. Colin Farrell also stars in this film. Looks terrific. Dan Gilroy is the director of this film. I'm assuming he wrote it, too. He's a screenwriter.
He did, and we will have him on the Kevin and Bean Show Wednesday.
Shut up! Mm-hmm. You're going to have Dan Gilroy on the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Does he know it yet?
Dan's an old friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no kidding.
Dan wrote Two for the Money.
Oh!
No kidding!
Starring Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey, and...
Ralph Kramer.
Rene Russo. His wife, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's the man.
He is the man. And this movie looks awesome. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I'm tired of doing the impossible for the ungrateful.
I know where CJ's holed up. What's that worth?
A lot.
Don't tell nobody.
Everything we discuss will be confidential.
The man who did it, I know where he is. I want the reward, cash.
I just heard something about you from a solid source. You knew where I was.
God!
I got you. Anytime I want.
God!
These are dangerous people.
Looks awesome.
It does.
Wonder is a film that I will never be able to watch. Story of a young fifth grader with facial deformities who has to enter a mainstream elementary school for the first time in his life and how he copes with the abuse and bullying of the kids around him. Julia Roberts stars in this film. Owen Wilson and little Jacob Tremblay stars as the kid in this film called Wonder. Here's some clips from the trailer.
I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid.
Look at his face. I've never seen anything that ugly in my life.
I know you don't always like it, but I love it. It's my son's face.
You are not ugly, Augie.
I just have to say that because you're my mom.
Because I'm your mom, it counts the most, because I know you the most.
You don't have to do this. Why are you sitting here, then? Because I want some nice friends for a change. Me too.
You ever thought about having plastic surgery?
Dude, this is after plastic surgery. It takes a lot of work to look this good.
Augie! Oh, heartbreaking.
You tear up just hearing the trailer.
Absolutely. The Star is an animated Christmas film. I'm glad we got Christmas films.
All right. Well, Thanksgiving is Wednesday. You want to have this in theater so people can see it.
I want to have it after Thanksgiving, please. Okay. A slice of pumpkin pie and a Christmas movie. This is.
By the way, I'm aware that Thanksgiving isn't really Wednesday, but I meant the Thanksgiving holiday weekend begins Wednesday afternoon.
All right. A small, brave donkey and his animal friends do a show in Tijuana.
I'm sorry?
To celebrate Christmas. No, come on. People, no one catches anything anymore. The story of a donkey in the manger for Christmas with the star and the Jesus and the baby.
Just checking.
And the people and the myrrh and the frankincense. Yeah. It's the story you never knew you wanted. Story of the donkey in Jerusalem.
I've heard that this is the Bible with more butt jokes. That's what this movie
That's
is.
What the Bible needs.
All right.
That right?
Zachary Levi, Gina Rodriguez, Kristen Chenoweth, all star. Here's some clips from The Star.
It's the wise men.
Hide quickly.
Ooh. Ooh. The other way.
The other left. Deborah, are you okay? How many hooves am I holding up?
Mary needs help. We need to save her. You're in danger. You need to listen to what I'm about to say extremely carefully.
Do you want a belly rub?
You are all going to die tonight.
She can't understand the donkey because when he talks, all we hear is donkey braying.
Right.
And Mary's like, what's up with that? Joe, load up the donkey. Time to go.
We don't have to see this one, though, right?
Yes, you do, or else Jesus kills a puppy.
I don't.
That's how it works.
I'm not positive that's how it
works. I went to Catholic school. All I know what's going on. And lastly, Justice Mother Lovin' League.
Yay!
Got your Batman, your Wonder Woman, your Flash, your Aquaman, your Cyborg. What's going to happen now that Superman is dead? How is everyone going to protect the Earth? Well, they're going to band together the Earth's most powerful heroes, and boom, you got your Justice League taking on Steppenwolf and the Parademons. Coming with the boom tubes from the mother boxes, right?
Right.
You don't know, man. Here's some clips from the trailer.
The world remains in mourning after the death of Superman. Violence, acts of war, and terrorism are all on the rise.
It was the end of the world. I think it's something more. Something darker.
We're asking people we don't know to risk their lives.
A strong man is strong as alone. You ever heard that?
It's not a saying. That's the opposite of what the saying is.
Oh, awesome. That's a bad signal. That's your... Oh, shh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Yeah, that's what that means.
It's so cool.
See, and then they fight the bad guys.
What's your Spidey sense telling you about this? DC does not have a terrific track record. They're not 100% with their movies working, Ralph. What do you think?
Looks like they've injected some joy and some hope and some humor into this film, which is what they have desperately needed for some time now. So I think that's can only be a step in the right direction for Justice League. So we'll try to check that out this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph
Garman. It's Friday. That means there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. One thing that's going on is the Morrissey pop-up shop. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. 8250 Melrose Avenue, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's a bunch of exclusive Morrissey memorabilia, merchandise, his new album, a whole bunch of stuff that's going on this weekend, so you might want to check that out. And there's a little football game this weekend, tomorrow, between USC and UCLA.
It's one of the great rivalries in sports because the colleges are just 12 miles apart, and they both have so many supporters around town. By the way, I think, if I'm doing the math correctly, I think they have played. We've had 86 big games. Kevin, how many of those games do you think USC has won out of 86 appearances?
I am going to say 43.
That's a great guess. 48 times the Trojans have won, 31 times the Bruins have won, and 7 have been ties. There have been 7 ties in the big game. The last one happened back in 1989. That must have been a very exciting game at the Coliseum that ended in 10-10. So 48, 31, and 7. That is the all-time record. But it's a lot of fun every year when we get to this point. And our man Beer Mug is here, ladies and gentlemen. Beer Mug,
thank you
for the studio. Beer Mug. You visited both campuses this week.
I did. On Wednesday, we went to the beautiful USC campus and then trucked it on over to Westwood right after.
Had you ever been on a college campus before in your whole life, Beer Mug?
No, I was intimidated by everything that was going on.
A lot of smart people walking around.
Yeah.
Bean, I think you're going to enjoy it, and I think you're going to know that we sent the right guy when you hear this.
See, so USC has won the last 2 years. Yep. This year, if they win again, it'll be 3 in a row. I was just testing their knowledge. I was testing the higher education that those guys received.
You were testing their knowledge. That's what you were doing?
Yep.
You were testing their knowledge.
Correct.
Now, did you do that math in your head, Muggs?
All by my fingers.
Okay, very impressive.
All right, so then he went to USC and got some interviews at USC.
And there's people around the clock protecting Tommy Trojan. You guys wrap it in duct tape. Has there been any shenanigans going on from any Bruins coming down here and trying to mess with you guys?
Not this week. They know that we're out here. They know not to mess with us, so nothing yet.
So you guys have Sam Darnold. Who else is a good asset to your team?
Ronald Jones, our running back, he's solid. Deontay Burnett, wide receiver. Rasheem Green on our defense. Porter Gustin, hopefully he might be back this weekend. He's been dealing with some injuries. Cam Smith. We're loaded, so I'm confident in our team. I know they're going to do well.
How quick does the pre-party get going, like the pre-game?
I would say it probably starts like last week and then continues until Saturday night when we win. We at USC pride ourselves on working hard and playing hard. And Rosen is just really soft. You know, whenever he gets pressure in the pocket, he just falls apart. Like, I don't understand. Like, he's probably going to go to the NFL, but I don't think he's going to be, like, the next Brady or anything. You know, he's probably going to fall apart when he actually gets, like, really hit.
Who do you think's going to win on Saturday in the Hall?
USC, obviously.
What makes USC a better football team?
The fact that we're a better school in general, so obviously, as a result, our team is superior.
I mean, that's not technically true, but okay.
It's hard to argue. By the way, I always love the question, at USC, who do you think is going to win?
Right.
Like, is there any possibility in a million years anyone would ever say UCLA, even if they were?
It's a pretty rhetorical question.
It is a little bit, yeah. And the guy that Muggs talked to at USC knew a lot about football.
He did.
Yeah.
He absolutely did, yeah.
The girl that he talks to at UCLA, not so much.
What do you do to prepare for the big game?
First, I get a bottle of wine. Then I drink the entire bottle of wine, and then I pretend to watch the game.
That's a good question, Chelsea, or good answer, rather. What makes the UCLA Bruins better than the USC Trojans, Chelsea?
That's a serious question.
That's a very serious question.
What makes us better, really? Well, first of all, we have a lot of school spirit, as you can clearly see. Better, our colors are better. Like, red's kind of angry color, not really good. It's color of blood. And then blue's the color of sky. So, I mean, come on now. All around better.
Do you know about any of the players on your team?
All right, I'd just like to just butt in for 1 second.
There's no way.
I'd just like to butt in for 1 second and say that the first reason she gave was because of the colors.
And school spirit,
and
Kevin.
School spirit.
UCLA has more school spirit. Chelsea was so hot, though, right, Muggs?
Yeah.
So Muggs is just looking for, how long can I stay talking to this woman?
Okay, we're putting up a video, and I don't know if you just saw, but Muggs gave a little look.
Okay, so now he's about to ask her about the team. How do you think that's going to go?
Pretty poorly.
Do you know about any of the players on your team?
I know that guy, the hot tub guy. Yeah, I know that guy.
Your quarterback, right?
Yeah.
What makes UCLA, Cameron, better than USC?
You know, UCLA, the people here, we just have a spirit for the school that's much better than USC. The area's better. You know, we just love it here. We love to be Bruins.
I mean, Sam Darnold's kind of a better quarterback than Josh Rosen, no?
Oh, no. The chosen one? What? Did you just say that to me?
I'm sorry, Cameron.
It's over. This interview is over.
What is your prediction of the game?
I say Bruins by a field goal.
Are you gonna get turned up on Saturday, get wild?
Oh, most definitely.
What makes UCLA better than USC?
The people here are just, like, cooler. I don't know. I think it has so much spirit and so much pride and happiness, and I think that we're just a really accepting community, and everyone just loves each other, and I don't know if that's how it is at USC. Go Bruins!
Come on, beat SC, you know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Are you drunk yet, Carson?
I'm not.
I mean, what are you waiting for? I mean, you're in college. Let's do this.
Yeah, sure.
Woo, go Bruins!
All right, I'm here with my man Dylan on the UCLA campus. Dylan, are you excited for the big game on Saturday, my man?
Definitely am. I love football games.
Well, if school spirit wins games, I think the Bruins have this one. Right?
I love it.
We have a pair of tickets to give away. Should we do that now?
Let's do it.
Okay, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take caller 20 right now. If you'd like tickets to tomorrow's game, USC-UCLA, if you're caller 20 right now, you will win those tickets from Kevin. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Alex Rodriguez from Brea. Won 2 tickets to see USC-UCLA.
A-Rod?
Alex Rodriguez, yeah.
A-Rod won the tickets?
Turns out
he doesn't have enough. He's got Jennifer Lopez ready, and now he's got free tickets to the game.
He's got the tickets to the football game, and he's qualified to win an Irby.
Mm.
The exclusive K-Rock Irby that we're giving away that I sort of have
Tainted up,
perhaps. Tainted up, exactly.
Perhaps ruined
tainted
slightly.
Tainted up, yes, you've tainted up.
We'll do the grand prize drawing of all of our winners a little bit later on in this morning's show. We'll go to Las Vegas and talk to RJ Bell about NFL Week 11 coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Do want to mourn the passing of Lil Peep. Lil Peep yesterday apparently was found dead at the age of 21. Up-and-coming rapper Lil Peep was paid a lot of tributes to on social media by other rappers such as Lil Yachty, Lil Tracy, Lil Pump.
You think the Lils stay together?
All the Lils, they're thick as thieves, the Lils. So they're all out there mourning the passing of Lil Peep, who apparently died of an overdose of Xanax and fentanyl.
Wow.
Which is not a good cocktail, by the way, those two together. So don't do that.
At 21 years old, by the way.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Just saying.
Some would say.
Picture Lil Peep. You be the judge.
We're okay.
You too. You too.
Right?
First of all.
Right?
Loves me.
What?
That's why they released new music on my birthday as a birthday present to me.
Did they say that someplace?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They said, oh, it's Ralph's birthday? Well, let's give him a little treat by dropping some new music. It's a new single called American Soul is the name of the song. And I don't know. You tell me. It's off their forthcoming album, Songs of Experience, which you, by the way, can listen to with the band in Bono's house, I think. I think you go to Bono's
I'm
house.
Not positive.
You go to his rec room. Yeah. He's got a rec room in the basement
I'm
with
not
some nice
sure
wood
that's
paneling. And you spark up the lava lamp.
I don't.
You get some fondue out, and you just listen to the
I
record.
I feel like you're just making stuff up now. You can win those tickets in the 7 o'clock hour this morning.
One of the songs you'll hear on that new album is this one, American Soul. This country is to me a thought that offers praise for every welcome that is sought. You are rock and roll, you and I. Rock and roll, you are rock and roll. Came here looking for American soul.
I don't dislike it.
I like it. It's hard to not like a rock and roll song that says rock and roll in the rock and
That's
roll
true.
Song. Usually that gets me right away. Like, yeah, rock and roll! Got my big lighter out. I'm ready to party. Speaking of music, this surprised me. I don't know why it surprised me, but it did. You know, Coldplay.
Yes.
They've been on tour with this Head Full of Dreams tour for, I don't know, the past decade. Been around for a long time. But I had no idea how successful it was. It was announced yesterday that Coldplay's recent tour is the third highest grossing tour of all time.
Wow. Of all time. I mean, they're playing venues like the Rose Bowl now. I guess that all adds up.
But a lot of bands play a lot of big venues.
Mm-hmm. But they've done it for a decade, Ralph.
They don't get to be the third highest grossing tour of all time. Apparently over 5 million fans have attended this tour so far across 31 countries.
Wow.
Now, much like Bean, this story is frustrating me because it does not tell you what the top two grossing tours of all time are.
What kind of article is that?
That's what I'm saying.
Here's number three. We're not going to tell you the top two.
I need to know the top two. Bean?
Lit and Owl City.
Yes.
Those are my guesses.
Right. I don't know for sure, but that sounds right to me. It just feels right. Lit and Owl City feels right.
And I do feel like that would put it in context, right?
Right.
Right. That's important.
All this says is the third highest grossing tour of all time. So I thought maybe Bean with his flash fingers could get on the internet there and maybe punch up that information for us. Because that would be a fun fact that would actually be fun and a fact that we need during a story. And yet, often, you volunteer stuff that isn't necessarily needed.
I will tell you, though, that unfortunately my frustration is that the articles that are coming up are a gallery. You know, where you got to click, 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 click.
Oh.
So it's kind of hard to just find a list.
All right. I'll do a little research, and I will come up with something in the next hour.
I wouldn't be surprised if U2, by the way, was one of those top two.
There's so many guesses you could have. I would say the Stones, but one of the Stones
for sure.
Maybe one of the Eagles tours was top grossing. I mean, there's a lot of top grossing, potentially top grossing tours out there. Today's celebrity birthdays, me.
You should just end it like that.
That should just be it, right? Also, Rachel McAdams is 39 years old today. RuPaul turns 57. Danny DeVito, 73. Martin Scorsese is 75. Singer Gordon Lightfoot is 79 years old today. And it wasn't on this list, and I don't know why, but Daisy Fuentes. Remember Daisy Fuentes?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. TV. It's her birthday as well.
She's the one who's married to singer Richard Marx now, right?
What? Yeah.
Daisy Fuentes.
That's a Beans fun fact, right?
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show as Beans.
Kevin Beans, great news segment coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock, and then we will get you into that U2 listening party. Listen to the brand new U2 album with the band. That's all coming up this hour. First, though, RJ Bell is here. Hit it, Steve.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ Bell joins us each week at this time from Las Vegas. He is the founder of Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. Mr. Bell, how are you, sir?
Excellent.
We always appreciate having you on. Tough week last week. The Browns have disappointed lots of people over the years, and last week they even disappointed you, even though they were plus 11.
I tell you, guys, we were up by 7 points in the fourth quarter, getting 11. And somehow the Browns still lost.
That's the Browns being the Browns.
They're so browny. Well, a tough week, 1-2 last week, but we're looking for a rebound to keep you above 500. Before we get into the NFL picks, can we just have a quick a few words, if you wouldn't mind? And I don't know how big the gaming is, the gambling is on the college football, but we got our big game here in town, UCLA versus USC. What say you, RJ?
Yeah, so actually with the biggest college games, they will compete when it comes to betting with the biggest NFL games.
Is that right?
But what happens is after that first, second, third game, there's a huge drop off in college. In the NFL, it stays, you know, very high interest with pretty much all the games.
Gotcha.
In this one, USC, I think most people understand the better team here, the home team, but they're favored now by 16 points.
Wow.
Over UCLA.
That's so huge.
So what would you advise our listeners to do in a situation like this? You are usually a contrarian. If you can get a lot of points, oftentimes we've heard you take it before.
Agreed. That's when the motivation is 100%. Now, you're right. If your sense might be this is a rivalry game, and thus, who knows, UCLA might play hard. On the other hand, they might have given up on Coach Moore. I'm not sure. So amongst the pros I've talked to, there's probably more on USC.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's move on to the NFL this weekend. It looks like you're going back to the well. You've got the big dog game with the Browns again, this time hosting Jacksonville.
You know, whatever pursuit you have, the question is, how hardcore are you, right?
Right.
So there's people that like to work out, but what do they do if they have a 7 a.m. flight? Do they work, you know, wake up at 4:30 to get a workout in? Some do, some don't. As a gambler, as a sports bettor, I'm getting up at 4:30. That's the analogy. I'm coming back to the Browns. And here's the reason.
They've punched you in the face 100 times in a row, and you're still going right back.
Some would say I'm persistent. Some would say I'm an idiot. But here's the rationale, and it really is strong, is this is the perfect matchup for the Browns. They're getting 7.5 against Jacksonville. Here's why. On the Cleveland offense, they're horrible passing, but they're number 6 in the NFL running the ball. Well, what would we hope Jacksonville is? Well, we would hope their D isn't good against the run. Well, they're number 30 Jacksonville is against the run.
Okay.
And they're the best against the pass. So it's a perfect matchup, Cleveland's running offense against Jacksonville's rush D. Now, Jags on offense, they're very good running team, not a good passing team, Blake Bortles, right? Okay, so we're hoping the Browns can stop the run. They're number 2 in the NFL stopping the run, the Browns. I mean, it's like somehow from above they want me on the Browns again. We are on the Browns.
They're going to have a parade like they won the Super Bowl if they finally can win their first game of the year.
I don't care about that. Right? We just want to cover. I'll take the four-point loss right now.
The best bet this weekend, you've got the Ravens in town against the Green Bay Packers.
Now, anyone that bets sports, they've probably heard about trends, right? Well, we've got a really strong trend on the Baltimore Ravens here, favored by 2 as our best bet. Now, road favorites, right? So this is at Green Bay. We stay away from them typically. Why? Because it's a clearly better team. That's why they're favored on the road. And the road can lead to distractions. And historically, we've seen a lot of teams lay an egg on the road as a favorite. But when they don't lay an egg, is off a bye. Why off a bye? Do they play better? Because they didn't play last week. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. They've got nothing to do but focus on this game, especially the second week. And historically, road favorites off a bye, 61-23 against the spread. That's 73% blindly playing road favorites off a bye. This one's even better because Coach Harbaugh from Baltimore, when he's off a bye or the opening game of the year, which is kind of analogous to a bye with all that prep time, he's 74% in those two situations against the spread. Best bet, Baltimore.
Very interesting stat. Well, Allie's out today, so she can't be here to chime in on the Patriots, but they're playing in Mexico City against the Oakland Raiders. That seems like a lot of factors to figure in here.
Yeah, we love complexity, right? Because we think we can price it better than the average fan. Big game. We're going with the Patriots favored by 6.5 in this game. Belichick, most NFL fans say, oh, he's the best coach. I got a guy in Vegas, probably the best NFL guy I know. He just calls him the genius. Like, if we're in the middle of a conversation, it's like, well, the genius is going to do this. That's how much respect there is for Belichick. Well, let me give you an example why I'm playing him and the Pats this game. So, New England was off a bye. They went to Denver last week to play, and they dominated Denver. But they had plans to stay in Colorado before going to Mexico City for the whole week. So you might say, oh, they didn't want to travel back, distractions. And that makes some sense, right? Because it's kind of like a second training camp. You get to get focused and the team's all together. But here's the thing. Mexico City, its altitude is 7,000 feet. Well, we all know, we've heard from sports, you got to get acclimated to the altitude. Well, they're staying in Colorado at the Air Force Academy at 6,000 feet.
Smart.
So the genius has the team getting acclimated to the altitude, and the 6.5, I think, is a good number against, I think, an overrated Raiders team. So our big game, Pats, minus 6.5.
Is it possible the Raiders are working out that that altitude thing by just being high? Have you thought about that, man?
I think that's the same.
So it's either you have to be at altitude or smoke a joint.
Exactly. Okay, all right, so here's the recap. If you want to go with RJ this weekend, the big dog game is the Cleveland Browns plus 7.5 hosting Jacksonville. The best bet is the Ravens minus 2. They're at Lambeau playing Green Bay. And the big game is the Patriots minus 6.5 versus the Oakland Raiders. That game in Mexico City. Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provided for the Associated Press. You can see all the rest of the games and college too. And don't miss RJ's Dream Preview podcast wherever you get your podcasts, on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. You're the best, man. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again next Friday.
Thank you.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
I've heard from a number of people lately via the email and the Kevin and Bean social media wondering why we're having so much trouble with the echo for Great News. They can't understand why we still haven't gotten it fixed after all the weeks.
Oh, I think it's fixed
feature.
Now. I've never had any problem with it.
Yeah. Can we try it out before we start the segment just to make sure it's working?
Sure.
Okay. It's time for Kevin to be... Again, I feel like it's still going on too early. Like, it's supposed to be just on the great news part.
I think it's on your end.
Yeah, I think...
Am I doing something?
Let me try. Let me see it. It's time for a segment we call Great News.
Now, that's perfect.
See, it works perfectly,
B. Exactly
what
it's supposed to be.
Try it again.
Let's get this right before we do it.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Kevin and Bean's Great News. Now, there was nothing there. What happened? There was... No, now it's late now. I'll just hit the jingle.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for Great News Today.
Great News!
I'm going to start with great news. Again, it works. I don't know.
It works fine.
Not getting that. With Puerto Rico still recovering from the damage of Hurricane Maria, and man, is that place still devastated. Still. New England College is opening their doors to displaced students so they can continue with their studies. Smith College is the name of it in Northampton, Massachusetts, and they are giving a free semester of classes to hurricane victims from the University of Puerto Rico.
That is awesome.
The college will also be providing free room and board to the students, as well as money for textbooks, travel costs, and expenses.
That is going above and beyond. That's great.
According to the school's website, the average price tag for tuition, room, and board can cost students without financial aid $66,000.
Mm.
So they're paying for that. In light of the circumstances, school representatives believe that young adults pursuing an education should not have to give up their academic career just because of the hurricane. So they say our goal is to allow the students to continue their studies at an outstanding liberal arts college with welcoming, supportive community. And anyone who wishes to apply has until December 6th to fill out the necessary forms. Application fees on the University of Puerto Rico students will also be waived. So they're literally able to continue their education. All expenses paid.
Which awesome. Is great until they realize they're on a campus full of Patriots fans. And then what? Then Puerto Rico doesn't look so bad, right?
Right, so that's not as great news. But the story is great news.
Great news. Let me tell you about my new favorite person. His name is David Deutschman. He is in his late 70s, early 80s. David is a guy near and dear to my heart. Anyone who knows me knows I have got a weakness for the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit in any hospital after having my my twins there for a long time. There's a hospital called the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and David Deutschman is known there as the ICU grandpa because for the past 12 years, he goes to that hospital's intensive care unit for those babies and holds and rocks and cuddles them every day. That's his life. He shows up as a volunteer just to...
It's all volunteer.
All volunteer. He shows up just to comfort those kids because a lot of parents, especially in the NICU when your kid's there for a long stretch of time, can't take the time off from work and be there for their kids. So he works as a surrogate grandpa and sits there in the rocking chair and rocks these preemies and these sick kids and just spends countless hours in that intensive care unit, just taking care of those kids as their
amazing.
ICU grandpa, as he's known. For the past 12 years, he's been doing this. And he is a remarkable guy. They asked him about his job and what his friends in the local retirement center think about it. And he said, well, they just don't get it.
Some of my guy friends asked me what I do here. And I told them, well, I hold babies. Sometimes I get puked on. I get peed on. It's great. And they said, why would you do that? And they just don't get it, what the kind of reward you can get from holding a baby like this.
How great is he?
Wow.
I bet that's incredibly helpful for those little babies.
It's enormously.
Incredibly rewarding.
It's one of the biggest things they need when they're at that age. They need a ton of human contact and comforting and kangaroo care, as it's known in the ICU there. So for him to volunteer the past 12 years of his life doing that for those kids is remarkable. And it's also great news.
Like a charm. Unbelievable. Nope, not yet. Not to the end.
Okay.
Kevin, Ralph, I'll see your David Deutschman, 80-year-old David Deutschman, Ralph, and I will raise you the 99-year-old Dobre Dobrev. My great news is Dobre Dobrev. He is 99 years old, and he is known as the Living Saint of Belovo, which is the town where he was born in Bulgaria. Here's the report.
See this old man? Here's why he's one of the best people in the world. This is 99-year-old Dobre Dobrev, a man who lost most of his hearing in the Second World War.
All right, again, no echo until the end of the report.
Let the man finish. Report. What are you doing?
Right, and then the echo at the end.
He spent decades traveling 25 kilometers by foot every day, decked in his homemade clothes and leather shoes, from his village to the city of Sofia, Bulgaria, where he spends the day begging for money. Strangely enough, Dobrev isn't begging for himself. He manages to live with an 80 euros pension, roughly 100 US dollars a month. All the money that he has collected over the years, an estimated 40,000 euros, have been donated by him to orphanages unable to pay their bills.
How you like him now?
He doesn't keep a cent of the money he receives. everything is for the orphanages.
So he's 99 and he wakes up every single day and walks the 20-something kilometers to the city and begs all day long and then turns the money over to the orphanages.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable that a person like that exists, by the way. And as you can imagine, he is just beloved and he's a treasure and he's been doing it for years and years and years. And that's how he is spending his retirement. And that is why Dobre Dubrev, the living saint of Bay Lovo, is my – nope, not yet – is my – great news. Ah, F it.
We have tickets for the U2 experience that we're going to give away next.
Do we?
We do.
Who cares?
We do. We have a pair of passes.
That's great news.
It's an exclusive pre-release listening party with U2. They're going to be there with you as you listen to their new album, Songs of Experience, November 27th. If you'd like to win those tickets, call now. You'll have to play a game. You'll have to identify their lyrics, but call right now, 1-800-520-1.
All right, you guys, it's U2 time, an exclusive pre-release listening party with the band in support of their new album called Songs of Experience. It comes out everywhere on December the 1st, but you, and not us, by the way, get to hear it with the group on November the 27th.
How about that?
It's a pretty good deal. We're calling this the Wheel of Celebrity Voices.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities, the Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities, Wheel of Celebrities.
Close enough, right? All right, Kevin, how's this one going?
Well, we have a bunch of celebrities in the other room, and they're going to be reading lyrics for U2 songs. All you have to do is identify what the U2 song is that the lyrics are from.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So we bring the contestants on, we spin the wheel, find out which celebrity they are paired with, and we're going to start in Eagle Rock and say good morning to Monica. How are you, Monica?
Good morning. I'm hopeful.
You're hopeful. All right. Let's spin the wheel and see... who's going to read your lyrics?
Good spin, Kevin.
Thank you. It felt good. And you get Sylvester Stallone. Congratulations.
Stallone. How about that?
You barely got that out. You know, you're right? In trouble with the thing, the voice, the name.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Monica.
Talking about who's in trouble this week's
one. I need a little Monica in my life.
All right, Sly, you're going to read some U2 lyrics. All right. Monica will tell us what song it is. She'll go into the drawing to win the prize.
I have spoke with the tongue of angels. I have held the hand of the devil. It was one empty night. I was cold as a stone.
All right, Monica.
Yes, I'm here.
Give us a U2 song title, please.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Yes!
That is correct. Yes. Nicely done.
Oh, my God.
Yo, Monica, you did it!
All right, Monica's in the drawing. Up next, we say hi to Griselda Mid-City. Griselda, welcome.
What up, party people?
And to you as well. Let's spin the wheel.
And you get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah!
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Susan Crosby lucky to have me, because I do the best U2 lyrics anywhere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, Arnold, let's hear it.
I can't stand the beat. I'm asking for the check. Girl with crimson nails has Jesus around the neck.
Very excitable. Griselda, what song is that, please?
I'm just going to sing New Year's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Vertigo.
I can't stand the beat. I'm asking for the check.
All right. Thank you for playing. Oh, thank you, Governor. Appreciate it.
Yeah, come with me if you want to live.
Okay. Let's go to Anne-Marie Pasadena up next, line 3 here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
Who are you looking for these celebrities? Who do you want to read you the lyrics?
Oh, God.
Doesn't matter because I already spun the wheel. So. That question was on me. How about William Shatner? William Shatner.
All right. Anne-Marie, shut up. Let Bill do his thing.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't move. Don't talk. Out of time. Don't think. Don't worry. Everything's just fine.
All right, Anne-Marie, now you go and tell us what song that was.
Oh, shoot. One?
That was Numb.
Don't move, don't talk. Out of time, don't think. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you for playing. The ladies have been all over.
Is that a U2 song? Numb?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Big, very popular
big
song.
Hit? Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
a
big hit? Yes, it is, Bill.
Really?
Let's go to
deep cut. Seems like a bit of a deep cut to me. You're going bigger, biggest songs.
give people a break.
Let's go to Santa Clarita and say hi to Patrick. He's our next contestant.
Hey, Patrick. Set phases for win.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, spin in the wheel of celebrities here. Find out who's reading your lyrics.
And you get Homer Simpson.
No!
Hey, oh, Homer. Right. Homer.
Oh.
What's going on? How are you today,
you
Homer?
You too.
Yes, you too is the yes. band that we're talking about, right?
All okay.
Right. Do some lyrics for us here.
We're still building and burning down love. Burning down love. And when I go there, I go there with you. Woohoo!
Patrick, what say you?
Oh, man. We're still building.
I mean, come on.
Jeez, Homer threw me off.
Oh, did he?
Yes, sure. It's my fault. It's Homer. Yeah, Homer's, I'm the bad guy here.
That was Where the Streets Have No Names.
Burning down love. Right, exactly. And when I go there, right. I go there with you.
Right, thank you, Homer.
It's all I can do.
Thank you, Homer. Let's go to Long
Beach. Where the streets have no name.
Alicia up next on the Wheel of Celebrities. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Here we go. How have you been doing listing on hold so far?
I've gotten three right.
Oh, good. All right, let's see who your celebrity is.
Okay, you get Justin Bieber. Congratulations.
Oh, Jeeves.
Justin Bieber.
Well, the question, Joe.
Well, we're just asking you to read some lyrics.
All right, bro. Easy, okay?
Okay. Help us out here. We got Alicia on the phone. She wants to identify this U2 song.
And love is not the easy thing. The only baggage you can bring is all that you can't leave behind, eh?
Without the A, but yeah.
All right.
Alicia, what do you think?
Walk on?
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Whoa. Nicely done. You hold on.
You are in the drawing. Thank you,
all the
Justin.
Screens, eh?
Say hi to Selena for us.
Yo.
Okay. All right, let's go to Richard in Irvine. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. Here we go. See who's going to read your lyrics. You get. That was a poor spin. I apologize. Oh, and a Taylor Swift as well. Wow. Yes! Taylor Swift. That's a show.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys picked me.
I mean, you knew that you were one of...
Oh, my God. I had no idea. I was okay. On the wheel of celebrities.
Right. You
oh,
were.
Oh, my God. Please pick up my new album, Reputation.
Okay. We sure will, Taylor. Can you read the YouTube lyrics for us?
Did I disappoint you? Or leave a bad taste in your mouth? Oh, my God. You act like you never had love. And you want me to go with that. Oh, my God.
Richard.
Is that one?
It is.
It is, yes. Nicely done.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he got it.
Bye, tweet. Peace, Fizzle.
Sorry to see you go. All
right. Thank you for joining us. All right. One more.
We
have time. All right. We only have time for one more.
We need to move on. It's Mark in Costa Mesa. Hi there.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Here we go.
Right, better spin. Trying to get you in the drawing here.
And you get O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
Oh, I can't believe it. That's
Juice.
So great.
Right?
How come you guys didn't invite me to come in the studio like
well,
the other celebrities?
Just uncomfortable with
why
you
in
person.
Why do you have me do it for so far away?
Well, I just think it's best
it's
for
best
all.
It's best for all, yeah.
And you have to stay in Nevada anyway for a while.
Right,
anyway.
We're concerned about you.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. You guys are being pretty good guys.
Thank you.
All right, what song are you going to do? Well, I won't ask you that. What's that? Why don't you do some lyrics for us here, OJ?
Why don't you ask them, what voice are you hoping for to hear? You guys have a whole bunch of new questions today. That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
All of them bad.
New owners, new show.
All right.
All right.
Mark is ready. Here's OJ.
Yeah. Mark is ready.
Mark is ready. Here's OJ.
All right. Mark, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. My hands are tied. My body bruised. She's got me with nothing to win and nothing left to lose.
With nothing left to lose.
Mark?
You're alive. Mysterious ways.
What?
Mysterious ways.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's with or without you.
The body bruised, she got
Mark,
me.
Mark's going to hate that song for the rest of his life now.
With or without you.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, OJ.
All right.
talk to you soon. Richard and Alicia and Monica, I think, all were able to correctly identify the lyrics, and one of them will be hanging out with the band U2 on November 27th to hear the Songs of Experience album. Who is our winner, please?
The winner is Monica.
Yay!
Congratulations, Monica.
Oh, my God.
You got the tickets?
Oh, my God.
You got the tickets. Congratulations. Enjoy hanging out with you two and listening to their album, and thanks for playing the game.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
LAOC's Alternative Rock. It's world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Don't forget, we still have tickets you can win for the sold-out K-Rock Almost Christmas 2017 show. We're going to be giving away tickets to, what do we have, night one, I want to say today, right? Yeah. Saturday, December 9th at the Forum, sold out with Muse and 30 Seconds to Mars, the Queens of the Stone Age, and all the rest. That is coming up in less than an hour from right now on K-Rock. Ralph is here now, the birthday boy, with another look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
It's the best birthday ever. Philly's Best just showed up.
All right.
And for those of you who know my affection for my hometown and the beloved food, the native cuisine of Philadelphia, you know if you're in Southern California, Philly's Best is the only place to get an excellent cheesesteak. And so they surprised me on my birthday. They brought a bunch of cheesesteaks in and some hoagies, as we say in Philly.
I knew you were going to say it poorly.
And we got some Frank sodas. We got black cherry Vishniac. And we got some Wise chips, some birch beer.
Any of the words that are being said
some
now.
Some Taylor pork roll in there. So all the Philly foods. You could have tasty cakes. They brought some tasty cakes in. So all the Philadelphia food you could want is now here to celebrate my birthday in the other room.
Imagine everyone talking like that. Everyone.
That's the sound of home. Oh. Friends. So it's just the best birthday ever. That's
painful. All hail the birthday boy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What's on?
Oh, yeah, the line, yeah.
Who's on red?
Hello?
Why, hello.
Who's this?
This is Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith?
Hey, Kevin Smith.
Yeah. This is writer, director, actor Kevin Smith?
I was listening to the radio and I heard you say there was free food and I just need to know where. Huge Philly's Best whore. I love their food.
They have great food. We got hoagies, we got cheesesteaks, whatever you want, hon. Whatever you want, hon, we got it here.
Oh, it's almost like we're going home.
But Kevin,
I'm calling in to say happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Happy 29th birthday, Ralph. It's an honor.
Right?
I look pretty rough for 29.
but you've lived a good life. Like it's not bad weather years. It's like you look like the Marlboro Man. This is falling apart.
sure is.
I just wanted to say I cannot wait. Tonight I'm going to honor you. We're doing Hollywood Babylon, me and Ralph, at the Hollywood Improv at 10 o'clock, and I got a cake for you that you are going to love. I'm bringing cake. Every birthday happens, I never bring anything. This year, I'm bringing gifts.
Now, are you bringing enough cake for the room?
No. It's Ralph's
birthday. I thought that was the rule.
No, all it's right. Ralph's birthday, and everybody could get a little taste, but no, some will go without cake.
Okay.
But you know what?
Okay.
We're not there for you. We're there for Ralph tonight. It's gotcha. Ralph's night.
Oh, all right. Get a little taste. A little good taste of me, too, a little bit later on. I get boozed up enough. You know what I'm saying?
Please go well.
And this is my birthday invite to you. Let's you and me go see Justice League this afternoon.
That sounds like a plan. Have you seen it yet? You haven't seen it yet, huh?
I have seen it.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you will see it again?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. Kevin loves him some parademons.
All right.
I know that much.
They, you know what, dude? There's a moment in that movie brought tears to my eyes, and it's a throwaway moment. Was a big battle sequence where they're flashing back to, like, the first time that Steppenwolf tried to take the Earth, and the Amazonians and the Atlanteans and the armies of man all gathered together to fight them. And at one point, they're like, they even had aliens from other worlds, and they show a lantern, a foreign-looking lantern, hit the ground and die in battle, and his ring slips off his hand and takes off into space.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
I just got a little turgid.
That's your birthday right there. You and me going to 1 o'clock show of Justice League.
All right. I'll check in with you after the show, sir.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
See you tonight.
I'll see you tonight.
Babylon.
All right,
8 o'clock at the Improv. Bye.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
He's a good man.
That's nice.
That is nice.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. And you know who else is a good dude? Katy Perry. And it hurts me to see her get hurt.
Uh-oh.
But she has been banned from the Victoria's Secret fashion show in China.
What?
Yeah, it's supposed to go on, scheduled for Tuesday next week. they're going to film it. But they've banned her. They won't allow her into the country.
Because she stole those sunglasses?
No, that's a different thing.
Okay.
No, she gave a performance in Taiwan in 2015 where she waved a Taiwanese flag.
Oh.
And is a supporter of Taiwanese independence from China.
Mm. So she's an enemy of the people.
China looked into her background and said, no, you're banned from chicken cutlet night, they said to her. And now, Gigi Hadid is also being blocked. She's not getting denied a visa. And four other models have been denied visas to do this fashion show in China.
It almost seems like they don't want to have it
there. This is the worst Victoria's Secret fashion show ever. Hey, Victoria's Secret. Hey, dumbasses. Why don't you do it in L.A. or New York?
Or any other country that would accept you.
A country that's more friendly to supermodels.
Right.
Ugh. Those are the wrong enemies to make, supermodels.
Right?
Stay on their good side.
Yeah, so.
This guy's going to be angry about Katy Perry. Baby, you're a
fire. Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl. Just not to China, apparently.
That happened.
You go, girl.
That was done. Said, happened.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Me! And Rachel McAdams. And RuPaul. And Danny DeVito. And Martin Scorsese. And Gordon Lightfoot. And Daisy Fuentes. And the late Rock Hudson. And Tom Seaver.
What's happening?
When I was a kid, I used to look up and see who had my birthday. What famous people had my
birthday? Did you really?
Yeah. Well, that was your birthday, Kevin. Who do you share a birthday with?
I don't have any idea.
No idea. Not at all.
Really? No.
But you hear it every year. You're more kind of aware of when your birthday is, and that day you hear other people's birthdays. None of them stuck?
You lost me at kind of aware.
Okay. That's true. I'm Ralph Garn. I walk the showbiz beat. Oh, something just like this.
Hey!
Woo! Wow, she followed it with a woo.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. We still have tickets coming up for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1.
Yeah, we do.
So keep listening for that.
And also, we'll give you a chance to keep it 100. A little bit later in the hour, we'll open up the text line for you to get in any K-Rock request you want. Any song you've ever heard on K-Rock. If we have it, we'll play it for you. We do that every Friday just after 9 a.m. with Keep It 100. Right now, though, we are on the air with your voicemail messages. It's the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. We give Jimmy Kimmel all the credit for coming up with the Afro Line. It's 323-520-AFRO 24/7. You leave us a voicemail message like this one.
I've just been loving the great news bit lately. When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
If there's not some sort of an Omar Jingle tribute album, we're doing it wrong.
Right?
That was good.
Right?
Here is my good news. My friend got her motherfucking kidney! 4 years on the motherfucking wait list, and she's got her kidney, and I'm headed there now to see her, to see how she's doing. But we got a kidney, people. Woohoo!
That is great news. It's still crazy to me, on a serious note, how many people die every day in this country because they can't get an organ that they need.
Yeah, she said they were on the list for 4 years.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, there's lots of them out there. Start asking around.
There's a B-Team podcast that's very popular that goes back and looks at older Kevin and Bean shows and explains a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and the theme is very popular
as well.
The
B-Team. Yeah! The B-Team. The B-Team. Ooh, that's right. The B-Team. Baby! All right, seriously, guys. If the B-Team isn't part of the Omar's Top 10 intros at the end of the year, I'm going to be real mad. I know it's not on the actual Kevin and Bean show, but it still counts, damn it. Great song.
That's not a bad idea, by the way. It is a great theme. Hey, Kevin, speaking of podcasts, let me put in a plug for this week's episode of Thanks for That Podcast Bean, episode 16.
Oh, I hope it's the one with the cat, the cat statue.
Thank you for asking. As a matter of fact, I talked to the gentleman behind the Kickstarter to get a statue built to the first cat in space. Felicette was sent from France in 1962 up into space and then came back down safely. And I'm happy to say that Kickstarter funded.
Yeah!
I'm happy to say that over $50,000 was raised to build that statue, and it's in large part to the Kevin and Bean listeners who donated after hearing that interview on the podcast. And I just want to let people know that it's there if you want to check it out if you haven't heard it yet.
It's the statue for the first cat in space.
Yeah, because Laika the dog has a statue, and Ham the chimp has a memorial.
Right.
Where's Phyllis? Remember Phyllisette.
Right, Phyllisette.
Exactly.
It's absurd.
Today is the greatest day we've ever known.
Okay. King of Mexico?
Because you're asking if that's Dave singing? It sure sounds like him.
I'm not sure, but I believe that it is.
Today is the greatest day we've ever known, because the McRib is back in stores, and I'm going to eat them all. Yeah, McRib! McRib!
Ask him. I think that's Dave.
The McRib is pretty good.
And it's also Dave's thing. It's his church.
Dave?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you. Okay. By the way, so much singing on the Afro line today.
Right? This guy's doing some sound effects. He's actually trying to recreate the magic that is a very real sneeze from Bean. Now, it sounds like some kind of cartoon sound effect. But that's how Bean sneezes. For reals.
Sorry. Sounds like he was surprised mid sneeze there.
How fun it was.
Yeah.
Bean's birthday was yesterday.
Tuesday.
Or Tuesday.
Happy birthday, dear Bean. Happy birthday, dear Bean. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bean.
Was that...
Isn't that beautiful?
Is that fart comedy? Is that what you're dealing with here?
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
All right.
People are still calling about the excitement that was Daylight Savings Time.
Time to say goodbye to daylight savings, daylight savings time, because it's standard time. It's time to say goodbye to daylight savings time.
Well done.
Hashtag saving, not savings.
Well done.
I'm doing this tonight. Gonna set my hour back in my clock, because it's no longer daylight savings time. That's right, don't bet or fight. It's gonna be 1 hour ahead, and say goodbye to daylight savings time. That's right, bye 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 to daylight savings time.
Saving, not savings.
So we did a contest called Morrissey or Morris No.
Yeah, we did.
Came up with the title and then just decided to try and build the game because we liked the title.
Morris No, Morrissey, or Morris Day. Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh.
Wow. Right?
How did we miss out on that opportunity?
It does a long way to go.
That's even better.
Another song?
Land doggy dog. Land doggy dog.
What's happening right now?
I'm not positive.
What's in the water?
The next call is mocking me pretty hard because I brought up that I like Ubatuba, which is a great place. They have acai bowls. I could have said that better. And she points that out.
I'm a Ubatuba, Brazilian fruit, and dots and chocolate. I like sprinkles, because I'm a kid.
Shit, it's everything about you in 10 seconds.
Pretty much.
Encapsulates everything you didn't know about Kevin in just one quick phone call.
This guy makes a request that I'm very, very happy we don't have the ability to do.
Okay, please tell me you guys are able to isolate the audio of Kevin doing CNC Music Factory, because I don't think we're really able to appreciate the nuances of his performance.
Here is the dough. Back with the face, pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time. Off the mic with a dope rhyme, mark to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump, and I'm
I don't even know how I know that many words. Yeah, I wish we could isolate that, but it's
what
not possible.
What is happening?
I don't know. That song came up, and I started rapping with it.
Just magic.
And I didn't know any of the words, clearly. So, anyway, if you'd like to call 24 hours a day, 323-520-AFRO.
How do you feel about Pope Francis, Kevin? He's my favorite pope of all time.
I'm not Catholic.
Category?
I'm not Catholic, but neither are you, so that's weird. I don't have a favorite Pope category, but this guy does seem like he's much more current and with it than all of the other popes that I've not known.
He is, well said, he is a he's a very modern pope, and one of the things I like about him is as elaborate as that job and the trappings of that job can be, is he tends to eschew a lot of them. You'll see him riding a subway. You'll see him not living in the most opulent Vatican apartment of all time.
Or
he lives in a more modest home.
Or you'll see him driving a Lamborghini.
Well, that's why the pope is in the news this week, is that Ferrari has gifted him a new Lamborghini. Now, describe this car for folks who maybe haven't seen the photo, because it's pretty elaborate, right?
I mean, it's beautiful. It looks like a race car, and it cost roughly, imagine this, $236,000.
Yes.
For a car.
It is a, it's quite the sports car. It's a papal gold and white Huracan. It's called the Huracan. And the Pope, you know, I can't see him driving around in this car. There's some talk that he is going to auction it off and give the money to charity. But we thought, rather than speculate, why don't we get His Holiness Pope Francis back on the line? We've always had a good relationship with the man. And he joins us from the Vatican right now.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Pope, what's going on?
Nothing. What's up?
Is that the new Lamborghini you're in?
It's a Lambo, bitches!
Okay. I had read a report that you were going to give the money to Christian communities that had been devastated by the Islamic State.
Yes, the plan is to auction this car off, and give the money to, I don't know, some people who have problems.
Right?
Okay.
But it's not auctioned off yet, bitches!
Right,
Lamborghini!
It doesn't seem like your brand, your kind of car that you would want to be seen in.
I am a very humble pope.
Right. Yes.
But come on, it's a Lamborghini.
Right.
How many times do you get to get behind the wheel of a Lamborghini?
So are you just
taking drive a Fiat.
Right. You do you normally drive a small black Fiat 500.
Come on, this is amazing. This car is... hey, baby!
What?
Hey, baby!
No.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Come on, baby. Look at me. I'm a pope in a Lamborghini. How many people ever say that?
No,
nobody can say that. Just me.
Those words have never been in the same sentence. Are you driving yourself, or do you have your people driving?
I'm driving myself.
What? But you're like 80 years old. You can't handle a car like that.
Oh, I'm Holy Ghost riding the whip.
I mean, how many sandwiches does one guy need to eat?
It's crazy
in one day.
It's crazy in there.
He's come in here twice and eaten out of the trash. Yes.
Philly's Best came by this morning to celebrate my birthday and brought me a bunch of Philly food. Hoagies and cheesesteaks and pork roll and chips and soda and tasty cakes. It was a feast. But here's the thing. Muggs, when there's food around, can't sit still. He's like a shark.
Yeah.
He ate his whole cheesesteak, and then he was in the office. He was like cruising by the food, kept looking at it and looking what other people were eating and how much they were eating. And he came in here, and you threw away half your sandwich.
Not
right?
Half, just a tiny portion.
And he got it out of the trash.
And he immediately said, it was just out of my hand. And he immediately said, hey, are you throwing that away? He saw it from the other studio.
Then he came in the
studio. Came in, got it out of the trash, and ate it.
Then he came in the studio, the office rather, and said, oh, there's one of these pork roll sandwiches. Never had that. Anybody want to share one? Anybody want to share a pork roll with me? Mm. Anybody want to share a pork roll?
Honestly,
now you're eating a chicken cheesesteak.
Well, so good, Ralph.
Yeah, that's the rest of chips. That's what Chip couldn't finish.
That's the end of chips, yeah?
What the hell's going on?
He does what's it going on.
Eat at home. That's really what's going on.
You're the best. Really.
He can't relax. When there's food around, he keeps circling it and looking and see what other people are eating. He's obsessed.
Our theory, honestly, is that Muggs doesn't get food anywhere else, so he knows it's the weekend, so he's like stocking up on everything.
Like a camel, he's storing
up. Yes, because he doesn't eat anywhere else, so on Monday he's going to be famished.
You should save some of that then. Wrap up the leftovers and put it in a Ziploc and hold on to it, being ration it out.
All right, I'm already stocking up. It's happening.
No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about
the 9 sandwiches you've eaten this morning. You would have had one and held on to 8.
Well, that's just a base. I'm just getting a good base going.
That's just a bass.
Okay. Excuse me.
Right?
Excuse
right?
Me. Hey, yeah, guys, it's I'm fine. It's Keep It 100 time. We give you the opportunity to request any K-Rock song you've ever heard and loved, and we'll play it if we have it. And that's why we've been able to play over in recent weeks everything from Oingo Boingo to Primus to the Aquabats to the Beastie Boys. Here's a sample of what you've requested in the past. I smoked two joints before I smoked two joints. Had a little horsey named Paul Revere. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Oh, hell. Keep It 100. It's not a call thing. It's a text thing right now. What K-Rock song do you want us to play for you? 1-800-520-1067. The 100th texter through will play your song as we keep it 100. The birthday boy is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Gene Simmons is going on.
Uh-oh.
He's got a new book out, if you know this or not.
But, not know that.
Yeah, he's got a lot of heat from the book, first of all. But he says things in it like... To women, you can't have a family and a career.
Yeah.
Get over your biological urges. It's natural to want to have kids, but sorry, you can't have it both ways. You have to commit to either career or family, he says in his book. Being a successful woman with children, he would know.
Right.
But now he's getting in more trouble because he went on Fox News to promote his book. And his behavior was such... that Fox News has banned him for life. He can't appear on any more of their shows.
What did he do?
Well, he barged in on a staff meeting, according to one source, unbuttoned his shirt, exposed his torso, and was shouting, "Hey, chicks, sue me!"
No. No, he didn't, though.
He went around telling...
That sounds like a terrible joke.
He went around telling jokes about Michael Jackson and pedophilia.
Oh,
and then made mocking remarks about the intelligence of the staffers on Fox News.
What he believes is what he believes.
Well, they've said since they have banned him from the building and any further Fox News shows, he is not welcome.
What seems to be happening
to get banned from Fox News, right. By the way. How bad do you have to be? I don't know if that's a big loss or not to Gene Simmons. I don't know how much of an audience he has that
true.
Crosses over to the Fox News audience, but
right.
Look, to miss an opportunity to promote something, that must hurt him where he lives. Right? Sad news off from Broadway. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is ending its run after just 305 regular performances.
That's a surprise.
It is a surprise. The national tour is beginning in September of next year, though, so you'll see it around the country, but it won't be on Broadway anymore. I never got a chance to see that. One of my favorite musicals. Kevin, you know.
Same.
What's one of your favorite songs from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo.
Hey, you're right. That is a song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
How about that?
Wow.
Suck it.
I don't know if that's necessary, but... You know our pal Tyrese Gibson? He's crazy.
He's our pal, is he?
Yeah, he's our pal because he entertains us on the...
Oh, I see.
On the interwebs by crying into his camera and being all nutty. Remember he said the Will Smith gave him $5 million?
Yeah,
right.
That was
then
on.
He said, "Psych." Didn't really happen. Well, now we know why he needs the money so badly.
He's been saying a lot about his kids' custody. Is that what
it's
about?
He's got legal fees in excess of $130,000 as he battles this custody battle with his ex-wife for his kid. So that's legit. But here's the thing: he makes $106,000 every month. That's what he's earning.
Wow.
But he's spending $107,000 every month. That's why he can't make ends meet. Because he's spending $107,000. This isn't the legal fees part. This is just his regular monthly nut. $107,000 a month.
A month.
And that's probably everything from, just regular bills to mortgages to car payments to just, that's everything.
To manicures.
Sure.
Swarovski crystal. Starbucks cups. I'm just saying, if you're making $106,000 a month, you should be able to survive on that. You should be able to get by on that.
Barely.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. You're scraping. You're cutting coupons.
Right.
But still,
for $106,000 a month? I could probably make it work. I could make my life work.
Well, he probably at one point, because of all the Fast and Furious and Transformers and money like that, he probably thought he could sustain that. And then once some of that stuff dries up a little bit, now he's in trouble, right?
But he's still making it.
Right.
He's still making $106,000.
But I bet he was making more than that 5 years ago and 10 years ago is what I'm saying. I think he.
And how do you defend this?
What Ralph's saying is adjust.
Yes, that's what he should. That's what he needed to do. He missed out on the adjusting part. Exactly.
All right.
Didn't he used to have a pretty successful recording career as well, right?
I am not well versed in the history of Tyrese.
A bunch of hit records.
I thought he was a model.
I did too.
He did it all.
He wasn't a musician, was he? Was
yes, he was. Very popular.
Oh, musician. Easy with the very popular. If we don't even know he ever recorded a song, how very popular can he be?
I'm saying, in my memory, and I couldn't name a Tyrese song, in my memory,
that's very popular.
He had hits. I'm saying the dude had hits.
If you can't name one of his songs, how popular could he have been?
Well,
you're an idiot savant when it comes to music and charts.
All right. We may need to do a little research on that.
He has an album called Black Rose, an album called Open Invitation, an album called Watts.
Did anyone buy any
of
those albums?
An album called Tyrese. You're the one that said he was really popular.
No, but I'm asking, does it
an album
level
titled
of success?
I Want to Go There, an album titled Alter Ego.
Hmm.
So
he has a lot of albums.
I've
know that
never
much.
Heard of any of that.
All right.
Speaking of very popular, earlier in the show, during one of the Showbiz Beats, we talked about Coldplay. Crossing over and becoming the third highest grossing tour of all time.
Right.
And we did not know who was holding slots 1 and 2. We did a little research in the other room, and U2 is indeed the highest grossing tour of all time with their 360 tour. And at number 2, it is, in fact, the Rolling Stones.
Is it? Wow.
With their...
We're About to Die tour?
Bumpin' Black. Bumpin' Run. Bumpin' Uglies. I forget what the name of
it
was.
I hope it's Bumpin' Uglies.
But it was... one of their tours was the second highest grossing of all time. So there you go. There's
your Coldplay's in good company.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Me! And Rachel McAdams and RuPaul and Danny DeVito and Martin Scorsese and Gordon Lightfoot, who, of course, sang that awful song that Bean loves.
One of the 10 worst.
It's really unbearable.
I mean, if we were to if we were to put together a top 10 of our least favorite songs.
It's a dirge.
It really is. It really is. Just
you say that because I love it, but the reality
no,
is.
No, it's terrible.
It's a great bad. Effing song, by the way. Hey, this song.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Can you guys not hear me now?
I can't.
I think we lost Beans.
Oh,
sadly.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
Stick around for Keep It 100. I'm Rob Garfield. I walk the show of his beat.
This time every Friday, we do Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
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 I'm gonna
keep it 100.
100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
And today's 100th texter is Ernest from Whittier. Hi, Ernest.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You requested what song?
Body by Drowning Pool.
I mean, come on, right?
Why not? It's a cloudy day. Let's liven up our day a little.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Keep it 100.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
Why for?
give. Three, something's got to give.
I hope somebody's alarm went off during the middle of that. I sincerely hope that happened.
I got to give it up to Ernest, by the way. I hadn't thought about that song in years. And
right?
That sounded fantastic.
It did. I agree.
Ernest from Whittier is our Keep It 100 contestant for today. Contestant, is that fair to say? We're playing a game. But let me tell you, by the way, I forgot to mention ahead of the song there. Let me tell you what we dodged here. Actually, I would have been fine with Texter 99, Fastball the Way. I still love that song. So, Billy HB, sorry we didn't get to that.
I prefer Drowning Pool.
I can see that. Okay. It's legitimate. But how about Texter 101, John from Long Beach? Is he clowning us, or did he wake up this morning in the mood for Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks?
No, that's him being funny.
You think he's just
absolutely
being funny?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's how we do. We keep it 100 every Friday at this time. So thank you so much to Ernest. Now we move on to something else. And this is also music related. I think you're going to be very excited because we are giving away tickets to night number one to the sold out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017, which is fast approaching, you guys. It's like in 3 weeks. December 9th at the Forum. Kevin, who's on the lineup that night?
That night is Muse, 30 Seconds to Mars, Queens of the Stone Age, Rise Against, Prophets of Rage, Run the Jewels, Cold War Kids, Judah and the Lion, and Royal Blood.
That is a fantastic lineup. And we are looking for somebody who loves those bands, loves that music, knows those songs. We're doing a montage for you this time. It's been a long time since we do it. Now, I know we talk about some games that we would be good at. This would not be one I would win.
Same. This is just under 3 seconds.
Ooh.
And it's six bands.
All right.
So we need the band and the title of the song for all six. In order.
In order.
Play it for you twice now, and then we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and play it for you again, okay? So here it is for the first time.
Oh, I got it. Easy. Easy peasy.
Okay. Go ahead, Bean.
I mean, let's play it again, just to make it fair for the contestants.
Band and song title, in order.
Okay. So 1-800-520-1067. First person through at that number who can name all six bands and song titles. Here's the hint. They're all on stage the night you're winning tickets for night one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Call us now. 1-800-520-1067. Put you on the air next on K-Rock. All right. Just ahead of the Smashing Pumpkins here on K-Rock, let's play the montage a couple more times for you. It's a little tougher than usual, but we're looking for you at 1-800-520-1067. If you can identify these six bands and six songs, here's the hint. They're all playing night one for the show you're trying to win tickets to. K-Rock's Almost Christmas 2017, night number one. Listen up. Listen very carefully. All right. And one more time. Taking your calls right now, 1-800-520-1067. Perhaps you can join us that night. Good luck from K-Rock. This is where you find the hardcore K-Rock fans, man. They know and love this music, and they need to be there for night number one of the Sold Out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017. And let's play the montage again and then go to the phone, shall we? We're gonna need a montage.
Got to get that in, right?
Sure.
All right, here we go. So we need artist and song title in order.
I mean, if you listen real close, you can actually hear the separation between the songs, and they do sound familiar, but getting them all in order by title and artist is going to be tough. So why don't we start with our man, Manny. He's in Canoga Park. He's up first. He's on line one. Now, the way this works, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since we played it, Kevin, is that we let you keep going until you get one wrong, and
yes.
then we hang up and you move on to the next person.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
And if you're anyone else on hold, listen to what's being said, because somebody might have the first couple right, and then you that might help you. All right, Manny, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, we're going to play it one more time for you. And then we want the artist and song title in order. Here we go.
Okay. Good luck, Manny.
All right, so I got No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes.
Savior by Rise Again.
Yes.
Yes.
The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh. I'm sorry.
So sorry. Not that that, that song may not be in there.
You don't need to give hints. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You don't need to get hints.
All right, so the first two are right. Let's move on to Chris in Norwalk, line two, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Not feeling good about Chris.
Hey, Chris.
All right, let's go to Ricardo in Hawthorne.
Who's that?
Hey. That was for Chris.
Oh,
for Chris,
guys.
Okay. Hi, Ricardo.
Good morning, guys.
All right, here you go.
All right, blow us away, Ricardo. What do you have?
All right, I got Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows.
Yep.
Rise Against, Savior.
Right.
Royal Blood, Figure It Out.
Sorry.
That third one is turning out to be tough for folks, but thank you so much for calling. Danny in West Hills, our next contestant, line four. Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right, we're going to play it for you one more time here, and then we'll hear your guesses.
All right. What do you got?
All right. Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows.
Yep.
Rise Again, Savior.
Yep.
Oh, this is 30 Seconds to Mars. And I think it's...
Nope, that's not next. That isn't in the right order.
You have to be in the right order. Yeah, so close, though.
Oh, so close.
I feel like we're going to get a winner here.
Okay, I hope so. Let's go to Trevor in Santa Monica. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're doing the montage. Here you go.
That third one is proving to be tough for people. Let's see if you can get past it, Trevor. Good luck.
Let's do it. Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Rise Against, Savior.
Right.
Right.
Prophets of Rage, Living on the 110.
Great guess. Not quite there at number three, though. Thank you.
Has to be in the right order.
All right. Let's try Sarah Riverside up next, line seven on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. Hey, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Sarah.
I don't know if they're on, if they picked up in the other room.
Yeah, they're talking to her.
Put Sarah back on hold for us, kids. Come on.
I feel like that would be helpful. Because I could go to the other lines, but we don't want to.
There we go. She's back.
What's happening?
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. We're putting all of our faith in you. You think you got it?
Yes,
all
I
right.
think so. I'm
let's play. Let's play it one more time, and then we'll see what you got. All right. Wow us.
Okay. Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows.
Yep.
Okay, Rise Again, Savior.
Yep.
Correct.
Cold War Kids, First.
Yes.
Yes.
30 Seconds to Mars, The Kill.
Yes.
Correct.
Prophets of Rage, Living on the 110.
Yes.
You are right again.
Muse, Madness.
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
How did you do that? That's so hard, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. It was so hard.
It was really, really hard. There's no possible way that either of us could have won that game, but you just did.
No.
Congratulations, sir. You got tickets for night number one of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm going to cry. Thank you so much.
Well done. Congrats. That's called a montage.
Have some sort of a limit to the number of times certain people could be on the air.
Well, he heard there was still food here, so he could have forced his way back into the studio.
Limit, right, Pete?
Muggs, I thought we said goodbye and have a good weekend after the USC-UCLA bet.
Guys, I'm like a bad STD. You can't get rid of me.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, it's a good start.
You know, those bad STDs.
Excellent.
I suppose the good ones.
All right. You really want... Nope.
Not yet.
What are you are you here for, Bugs?
Well,
what's going on?
Today, there's two very special things going on today, and both of them I will be at. First, at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Sky Space LA. That's the big U.S. Bank building in downtown LA with the slide. The first 106 people to line up at 5 will get free passes to K-Rock Takes Over Magic Mountain for tomorrow. So the first 106 people in line, that's Sky Space LA in downtown LA. And then tonight, Kevin, DJ Omar Khan, Dave the King of Mexico, and myself will be at K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bike. And that starts at 9, and you can RSVP at thebike.com. It's an awesome place, and I plan on taking everybody's money.
All right. Is that your plan?
That's my plan.
Good.
Pocketing everybody's money.
Good. Do you plan on drinking as usual?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So goal one will not be reached.
How dare you?
Thank you for coming in, Muggs.
Thank you, guys.
I had a great time talking to you and all, but get out.
I'm going to go get a sandwich from Philly's Best.
You should, yeah. You must be starving.
One final look at the showbiz beat now with the birthday boy.
Feliz cumpleaños, as we say in my country.
Here's Ralph Garman.
Well, thank you so much. Well, Nashville's coming to an end again.
The city?
TV show?
The TV series.
Oh,
yes.
My bad.
After its upcoming season 6 on CMT, that will be the end of the country music drama. All of us on Nashville are so incredibly grateful to the show's fans, said its executive producer. So we got one more season with Will and Scarlett
that?
And Juliet and Deacon and Jesse and Avery and Gunner, Daphne and Maddie.
You still watching?
Yes.
Really?
Still watching.
Even
it,
when
the
Raina's
got
gone,
much
right?
better. Got much better when Raina left, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the other characters got a chance to spread out a little bit and develop, and it got interesting, and there was less of the kids. So there was some good stuff going on. I'll watch that last season. I'll say goodbye.
I certainly enjoyed it the first couple of seasons. I thought it was real good.
Yeah, terrific show. Good cast. Nice man. Speaking of terrific, U2, right?
Thank you, Ralph.
Not U2.
Oh.
The band U2.
Oh.
New album, Songs of Experience, is coming out. When is it? Next week?
December 1st.
December 1st. 2 weeks. A couple weeks. Anyway, they're giving us little samples here and there of some of the singles off that album, and today's no different. American Soul is the name of the new single they have shared with us off their forthcoming album. It's pretty terrific. Here's a little taste. I think you may be mistaken. I do not believe that is the new single from U2.
Oh, you wanted U2?
Yeah.
This country is to me a thought that offers pain. Every welcome that is sought. You are rock and roll. You and I are rock and roll. You are rock and roll. Came here looking for American soul.
All right.
I like it.
Me too.
You too.
Yeah. Looking forward to hearing that album. Wish I could hear it with them. Wish I could just be with them and listen.
Not possible.
To it.
That is impossible. We had 5 pair of tickets total, and we had to give them all away to other people.
I know. It sucks.
So that's dumb.
What about us?
We are running a really lousy business here.
We really are. Oh, are you up to date on your pervert scorecard? Are you just keeping track of
I'm
everybody?
Not. It's so depressing.
Are we still at Al Franken? Is that where we're
so
at now?
So depressing.
And Jeffrey Tambor. Star of Transparent. I think it's even worse for Jeffrey Tambor because he has become sort of an icon of the transgender community, certainly, and sort of a poster boy for sensitivity and for social and sexual awareness and societal changes.
Right.
And now a second woman has stepped forward and said that he was inappropriate and sexually harassed her. First, it was his personal assistant who came forward with claims. Now it's an actress who has appeared on the show Transparent a few times. Trace Lissette, a trans actress, said that he was overtly sexual with her with things that he said, and then at one point it got physical when he pushed his body against hers and thrust back and forth against her body. I had to push him off me, she says in her statement. Mm. So that is disturbing on many, many levels. And then Al Franken has been mentioned, the Democratic Senator Al Franken, Leanne Tweeden, KABC radio reporter has stepped forward and said that he kissed her and groped her inappropriately without her consent during a USO tour they did back in 2006. And then, of course, there's that picture you may have seen of him. They keep saying it's pictures of his hands on her breast. It seems to me in the photo he's like miming it because she's wearing a flak jacket or something with a helmet on top. So he looks like he's looking in the camera, sort of making a wildly inappropriate joke about grabbing her breast through that.
Right.
That
it doesn't look like there's contact at
no,
the, in
I don't
that
believe,
photo.
Not in
at
that
least.
Photo, yeah. But anyway, still not a good look for a Democratic senator from Minnesota. And so now many are calling for his resignation. So the beat goes on.
But I have to ask, and I know everything ends up being partisan, but if Al Franken resigns or is ejected from the Senate because of that incident, mm-hmm. do you just ignore the dozen or more similar accusations against the president? I mean, is there a double standard?
It's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question. Because he's got 13, 14 women who have come forward with similar stories against
the president. Same people who are saying they refuse to believe the accusers against Roy Moore say, oh, all of Donald Trump's accusers are lying.
Yeah. I mean, it does get partisan at the end of the day. I'm hearing now that Leanne Tweeden apparently is a Trump supporter and a Republican. That's a story I read this morning.
Okay.
So you're wondering now, is she stepping forward for political reasons or is it for personal reasons? I mean, it gets muddy when you're dealing with government and politics and partisanship, you know?
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I think you have to believe the women, right?
You do.
The victims, whether they're male or female. And this could be interesting. James Franco, who's doing some really interesting work these days. He's got The Deuce going on over in HBO. Mm-hmm. He's playing twins.
Right.
He's got that film coming out. Oh, what's it called? It's the film about The Room. The film The Room.
Right.
Disaster Artist.
Disaster Artist, yeah. Where he gets to play, I should have this better research.
I mean, no. It's a great sell so
That's
far.
Not the story I'm talking about, so I don't have that in front of me.
Oh,
but
okay.
He's playing the guy who created and stars in The Room in that
film. Tommy Wiseau.
Tom Wiseau, yeah. Which looks terrific. And now they're talking to him to play Multiple Man.
Multiple Man.
Multiple Man.
You're going to claim you've heard of him before, Ralph?
Of course!
And there's just more than one of him?
He has the ability to create and control duplicates of himself.
Was he a Marvel or a DC character?
He's a Marvel character, yeah. First appeared in Fantastic Four in 1975. And Eric Dane actually played him in 2006 X-Men The Last Stand. They're going to do a standalone Multiple Man movie, and they're talking to James Franco about playing Multiple Man. How cool would that be?
That'd be pretty cool.
It does seem like it would have some interesting possibilities.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm not agreeing with that.
Gotta make everything creepy.
No, I'm not making it creepy at all.
Oh, it's creepy.
How many clones can Multiple Man make? Can there be 100 of him? 1,000 of him?
You can make multiple clones.
It's more than one. Yes. That settles it.
Yeah. Remember, this is the break of not remembering things.
Oh, no,
no Multiplicity. Multiplicity with Michael Keaton, where he played clones of himself. They got increasingly dumber as it was like a copy of a copy of a copy. Got worse and worse and worse. The Harold Ramis film. Very funny film. But this will be a superhero version of that. There's also Duplicate Lass. Don't forget Duplicate Lass.
Duplicate Lass.
Now you're making stuff up.
From the DC universe.
Just
she
not,
was one
that's...
of the Legion of Superheroes. She could make duplicates of herself.
You're, I agree with Bean. You're making stuff up. That's ridiculous.
That's although I agree
true.
With Bean. That's the movie I want to see.
Oh, boy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Gordon Lightfoot is 79 years old today. Martin Scorsese turned 75. Danny DeVito's 73. RuPaul's 57 years old. Rachel McAdams turns 39. And me! Celebrating a birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness for the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. He does all requests at 5 p.m. on K-Rock. And then we'll see you on Monday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You can't polish this turd.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's all fake news. It's all fake news.
Roll another one.
The Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Just like the other one.
What does that even mean?
This one seems to be about to quit.
All right, this is not a productive conversation.
And I need another hit.
So I'm going to need Kevin to step it up and stop being so dumb so it's more believable and doesn't sound so fake. So can you be better and less of whatever it is that you are?
Probably not.
Roll another one.
Little House on the Prairie because it's rad.
Just like the other one.
No, 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 no.
This one seems.
If you really suck at something, you probably should.
I don't have another cent.
I hate you. My listeners hate you. And remember that scumbag forever.
But don't bogart that joint.
No wonder the ladies love you so much.
Just pass it around.
Now hiring both locations.
Well, you're both a dead joint, my friend.
Bubbles for Algernon.
Well, just pass it on down.
With all due respect, I can't listen to this anymore.
You douchebags have no idea what you're doing.
Sir, this won't happen again.
Oh, I know it won't. Because you're fired.
Just him, right?
Both of you.
And so, we come to the end of another day of the news. Another day of hope and horror, despair and delight.
And we're clear.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you. Have a great day. And.